I'm Jessica Mazaros with WUSF 89.7 News. After 31 years with the Southwest Florida Water Management District, Brant Henningsen has retired. He was Chief Advisory Environmental Scientist and won awards for his conservation work. His latest restoration project was the Rock Ponds ecosystem in Ruskin. I spoke with Henningsen on the day he retired, last Thursday. Are there projects in the Tampa Bay area that you're particularly proud of?
Oh, absolutely. One of the ones that was most recently finished would be the Rock Ponds ecosystem restoration project that I did with an engineer by the name of Nancy Norton. We were co-project managers on that. And this particular project is a landscape size project. It's the largest single coastal ecosystem restoration project ever done for Tampa Bay. So it's right at 1,050 acres. So that's about 650 acres of various types of upland habitats, and then about 400 acres of various types of estuarine and freshwater wetlands. So that particular project is also providing some water quality improvements as we're taking some off-site drainage from predominantly an agricultural watershed and then running that through our freshwater wetlands before it goes into intertidal lagoons. So that's helping cleanse that water and removing some of the pollutants while keeping the freshwater wetlands more hydrated. And then that fresh water, when it goes into the intertidal lagoons, lowers the salinity in those lagoons to make it more nursery-friendly for little baby fishes like your little snook and redfish and mullet and tarpon and things like that that are important for the commercial fisheries as well as the recreational fisheries.
How have water issues evolved in the Tampa Bay area the last three decades that you've been working?
What has happened is typically we have a biologist working with an engineer. And so the biologists teach the engineers some ecology, and the engineers, you know, teach the biologists some engineering principles. So we kind of blend the best of both worlds and try to end up designing and then constructing projects that will be multifunctional, both from a water quality improvement perspective as well as providing quality habitats. So as a result of that, of decades and decades of people working on improving water quality for Tampa Bay, we have seen dramatic shifts of water quality improvements for Tampa Bay. I mean, right now our water is some of the cleanest it has been since the 1950s. We have thousands of acres of seagrasses that have naturally recolonized throughout the bay. We have more seagrasses now than it was estimated to exist in the 1950s. Our fisheries resources have rebounded significantly. You know, people are very pleased with these results. And it's the result of literally, you know, thousands of people working incrementally over the last 40 years to make these improvements. And that sort of strategy could be used elsewhere throughout the state. And hopefully that would reduce these blue-green algae blooms and hopefully even like red tide.
What do you think about our new governor, Ron DeSantis, in terms of his environmental policy?
The first 2 weeks of Governor DeSantis's new administration have been very pleasantly surprising, and he has come out with both barrels blazing and has taken a very promising environmental posture toward trying to address some of these environmental problems for Tampa Bay. So I think the environmental community is heartened by that, and we hope that that's going to continue.
Well, Brant Henningsen, thank you so much for speaking with me on your last day at the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I hope your listeners get out and enjoy Tampa Bay. It's a great place to go visit.